Okay, I'm going to go back up to space again for a second, and now I'm going to head for Mars. The Mars, or the NASA rovers, have been on Mars now for about 3 years. They're only supposed to last 90 days. And someone now, Dr. Levin, has actually been examining some of the old photos that have been coming back from the Mars rovers. And actually what he's found when he's analysed some of these photos is that some of them look like they've actually got puddles on, puddles of water. Now, this is pretty astounding.
In the actual picture?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a picture.
But that can't be true, surely.
Well, that's what a lot of scientists are saying. How is this possible? Because Mars is incredibly cold. There's almost no atmosphere there. So, basically, it's almost impossible for water to exist on the surface of Mars in liquid
form. So, is it just some kind of optical illusion?
Or? Well, no one's really sure at the moment. There are some really special conditions where you can get liquid water on the surface of Mars if there's absolutely no wind and if there's just the right amount of sunlight to actually make the surface hot enough, then you can potentially get liquid water. But to actually see it, it seems really, really quite unlikely. Like I said, there are a few other possible explanations. Possibly it's actually ice that he's seen. So it's basically it's just like a smooth, bluish surface that's in a depression. So it looks like a puddle, basically.
But we do think that there's a hell of a lot of water on Mars.
Yeah.
I mean, there's evidence for ancient oceans, which are most of the northern hemisphere of Mars in the past, isn't there?
There's absolutely potentially vast amounts of water, but what we think now is that most of it is underground. It's like in a permafrost, kind of like what you'd get in Russia and Siberia. It's just an underground store of ice. And basically, water on the surface shouldn't really exist.
So it's not that much of a wacky idea to suggest that it could actually be
lurking
there. Every
now and again, it could turn up. But it really has got implications for potential for life on Mars. You know, maybe these fungi that we were talking about earlier that can survive in high radiation environments, maybe something like that could exist if there's a source of water on Mars.
We just have to watch this space. Sorry about that.